Okay, next up on the agenda, we'll have Mr. Ashbrook, Councilman Large, discuss.
Okay, I'm gonna try to talk loud so gentlemen can hear me. Okay, you tell me if you can. Now get him to the mic.
I can hear you right now.
Okay.
I'm leaning back.
Okay, we got bill number 218-68. This is an ordinance amending section 120.860 of the city code in regard to duties of the city administrator. And so section 1 of 120.860.E of the city code of the city of Chillicothe is hereby amended to read as follows. And section 120.860E, personnel. The city administrator shall, 1, act as the personnel officer of the city. 2, recommend an appropriate employee classification system and pay plan to the mayor and city council. 3, after consultation with the department heads, recommend for approval all advances and appropriate pay increases. 4, after consultation with the department heads, recommend the appointment and removal of employees of the city. And 5, may place any employee on administrative leave with or without pay due to violation of city policy or for the good of the city for such period as the administrator deems proper and will properly report such action to the mayor and the city council for their review. That's the meat of the ordinance. We have section 2, 3, 4, and 5, which are basically boilerplate. So, Wayne?
All sections of that, and if I'm understanding this right, would be approved by the city council in the final end. The only reason I'm asking that, there was, after consultation with department heads, recommended for approval all advancements and their appropriate pay increases. That's the one. Would that come before the city council?
Yeah.
It's a recommendation.
It's a recommendation.
Just the recommendation. We would approve, or the city council could approve or disapprove.
Yeah, he makes a recommendation. You approve or disapprove.
Okay.
I mean, this is similar to what it's been. Yeah. That actually, the only change in the whole thing from what it's been in there before, the only change is, as Rose sent me over an email, is that apparently in the prior handbook, we had that the city administrator could place people on administrative leave with or without pay. And when the new version of the handbook, for somehow that got deleted, and so we thought we'd just put it in the ordinance. The rest of it is very similar to what you've had before. I think the only other difference that's in there, Wayne, is that before on either 3 or 4, it said after consultation with approval of the department heads, then they could do this. Took out the with approval of department heads because I don't really think that's appropriate. I think that really needs to finally come down to the city council. So he's to consult with them, bring the recommendations, and then the city council make the decision.
Well, I think it's very fair. I think it's something that our city administrator needs to have that power, and I think that it's both fair to the employee, and I think it's fair to the city of Chillicothe.
I'm like you, Robert. I always thought we had it.
I didn't until Rose emailed it, so I guess it got zapped out of the last email somehow.
My question is, Robert, do you feel like where it says for such period as administrator deems proper, there's no time limit on that? Or
there isn't, because it's going to depend, and I think Darren can tell you this from experience probably, but I mean, it would be nice if employees never did anything wrong.
Certainly.
And never had to discipline everybody, but unfortunately that doesn't always happen. And sometimes what they do is less smart than other times. And so depending on the severity of it, you know, we've had employees that we've had for a period of time. That's the reason I put in there, Tom, that it's going to be reviewed, reported to properly, and then subject to review of the council. Because the council may want it shorter than what he is, but, you know, we have sometimes 3 weeks between council meetings.
Yeah. If I could, just so you all know, The only time in my entire career, the only time I've ever put anybody on administrative leave without pay is because they've done something so bad that there's no doubt in my mind that the council is going to want to dismiss this individual. Or they've engaged in something so dangerous that I can't have them around the money or the other employees or the equipment. And so it has to, it's got to be something that's so severe that it has to happen right now. And so that's the only time ever. I can count on one hand the number of times I've ever suspended somebody without pay. Every other issue of discipline is far, far, far less severe.
Derek, could you give us some examples if you've ever had any for put them on administrative leave with pay?
The question of administrative leave with pay is kind of a gray area, because typically what that is, if somebody is engaged in an activity that is not an immediate threat to the city, mm-hmm. but may very well be something that they are going to be dismissed by the council before. But I also know that they simply cannot, you know, they've got kids, you know, something like that. And I don't have the authority to terminate mm-hmm. them, you know. So my question then becomes, okay, is this something where we might want to put them on administrative leave with pay? Or if not that, if this is a situation where, okay, they've done something extraordinarily dumb, but it's the first offense. So let's make sure that we get their attention, and we might suspend them for a day or something mm-hmm. like that. But that's the part that almost never gets used.
Okay.
I mean, realistically speaking, 99.999% of all problems, if I get them in my office, it's going to be okay. But if I can't fix it, the next step is to bring it to you all. And the time is really when's the next meeting, unless it's so bad that I got to have the mayor call a special meeting.
Okay.